Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Britain Broadcasting Israel. We are now completing our study of Psalm 119. This psalm had 22 sections. Each section had 8 letters. 8 times 22 gives us 176. There are 176 verses in this psalm. It is divided into 22 sections, each section being named after one of the Hebrew letters in the alphabetical order. Now reach the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It is called Tau or Tav. In modern Hebrew, this letter is called a Tav. It is the equivalent of the English T and can have the sound of T or Th, of TH in English. Depends upon how the letter is placed within the sentence and what sounds or what consonants and vowels come before and after it. According to set grammatical principles, the letter may be pronounced either as tet or as tha in biblical Hebrew. In modern Hebrew, it is always pronounced as a t, and in some forms of classical Hebrew, such as Temanite Hebrew or Ashkenazic Hebrew, the sounds ta or tha or sa sometimes do come into focus. They are still used. Anyway, that is interesting and is important for those who study grammar, those who study the Hebrew language. For most of us, this is somewhat academic. Let us continue with our discussion. It begins in Psalm 119, verse 169. Let my cry come before thee, O Lord, give me understanding according to thy word. This expression, my cry, in Hebrew is rinati. Hirsch translates it as outpourings of my spirit. The outpourings of my spirit come near you, God. Rina in Hebrew, from which the expression rinati is derived. Rina usually connotes exaltation, an uplifting of the spirit of our inner being, something outgoing from within us. Sometimes we merit to be able to give of ourselves and to seek the Almighty of our own initiative, and we exult in this. We want God. We are pleased to search after Him. This gives us an uplifting of the spirit. We ask God to accept this, uplifting of our spirit. And we accept, we request Him to accept it, and we want Him to help us, give us understanding as to what we do, how we should act, and how we should conduct ourselves. This is according to the word of God, the word of the Almighty, as laid out in the Bible, in the Torah. Continues 119-170. Let my supplication come before thee, deliver me according to thy word. Once again, it is a repeat on the previous section, but a little bit different. Tehinati here, in other words, supplication, my request, my entreaty. Hear it, God. Hear my entreaty. It's something more of a asking for, something which we're more of a request, of a plead. We are pleading that God help us. And according to his word here, means in Imratecha, it is in Varecha, was the previous one. Here now it is Imratecha, which is more your saying, more what you are known to do, or established, things which you have said and that have been established in the common mind, amongst the populace, as so being. So as you have said and as it is established, we want you to hear us, to hear our entreaty that we make unto you. And he goes on, in 119, 171, my lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. We want to know what we should do in order to serve God as we should. We all want to know how to serve the Almighty. We ask God to teach us and help us, and help us to do as we have been taught. As God has shown us, let us be able to carry it out. He goes on, 119 and 172, my tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Once we understand God, once we understand the truth, once we understand the commandments, once we understand the word of the Almighty, then we can tell others about it. Then we can give testimony. This is something that we all want to do, and we want to be able to do, to bear witness. But we want to be certain that what we are saying is correct. So we ask God to help us in this regard. We want to serve Him in this way. We believe that that is what He wants of us. But in order to do this, we also want to be certain that the way we are doing it is the correct way, or at least it is in accordance with His general will. So we ask God to direct us. And that is what the psalm is saying. And he goes on, 119, 173, let your hand help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I have chosen to go in your way to keep your commandments, therefore help me. 119, 174, I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and the law is my delight. To know God and to understand the Torah, that is reward in itself. That is a delight. That should be an uplifting of the spirit, an exaltation. That is what we take delight in. And we all know this is achievable. We've all experienced it to some degree or other. And at times we've all left off. We've all drifted away from these heights that we did achieve in the past. But we know that they are achievable and that we can return to them and we can even improve upon them. So we ask God to help us in this direction. And 191.75, let my soul live and it shall praise thee. Let thy judgments help me. My soul, nafshi, also means life in Hebrew. Give me life, give me vitality. Not only let me stay alive, prolong my days, give me liveliness. Let me live and give me the whereabouts to live with. Person has basic needs, and we need these needs to be fulfilled, and we have to fulfill them. And that is what God has told us to do, what God expects of us, and we ask Him to help us do this in order that by doing this, or through doing this, we may serve Him and be able to worship Him and bring others close unto Him. That this is all one bundle of needs, demands, and obligations that we have in this life. And we say that the judgments of God will help us. We want to do this, and we want the judgments of God to help us and guide us. And we shall praise of the Almighty. And 119, 176, I've gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I did not forget thy commandments. So I made mistakes. I strayed from the right path. I drifted away. Help me. Seek me out. Or help me come back. Give me a lifeline. Let me believe in you and let me do your will. Because in my heart, I did not forget your will. In my heart, I always wanted to be with you and to do the right thing. Therefore, help me. That is what the psalm is saying. This is very important. It is a message that all of us can relate to, that all of us have experienced. And therefore, it is worth knowing about. And this is the whole psalms. The whole of the psalms speaks to the everyday man. It speaks to every single one of us. This is the ultimate prayer. This is the ultimate truth. This is what we all believe in and that we all need. Thank you very much. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit and Broadcasting Israel.